Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know.
Thomas said to him,
Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also.
Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said,
Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward.
Whom are you seeking?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I am he.
And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when he said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again,
Whom are you seeking?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way.
That the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke.
Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none.
Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus.
Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?
So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe.
Hail, King of the Jews!
And they struck him with their hands. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, And he said to the Jews,
"Behold your king."
But they cried out,
"Away with him!
Away with him!
Crucify him!
Shall I crucify your king?
We have no king but Caesar."
Then he delivered him to them to be crucified. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother,
"Woman, behold your son."
Then he said to the disciple,
"Behold your mother."
And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said,
"I thirst."
Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled the sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said,
"It is finished."
And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved.
"They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him."
Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him,
"We have seen the Lord."
"Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst.
"Peace to you."
Then he said to Thomas,
"Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing."
"My Lord and my God."
"Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.